Hello, John Colin, February 17th, 1971, Sri Krishna Niketan.
हाँ हाँ
गोपुर उत्तर प्रदेश
मतलब ये जब
दिस इज ए रियल पिक्चर ऑफ कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड राधा माधव कुंज विहार कृष्णा हैज नो अदर बिजनेस वृंदावनम परित्यज्य पादों में एकम नगच्छ कृष्णा मीन्स ओरिजिनल कृष्णा आर द आदि पुरुषम विच इज नॉन एज आदि पुरुषम इज ऑल इज इन वृंदावन बट ही एक्सपेंड्स हिमसेल्फ एज वासुदेव संकर्षण अनिरुद्ध प्रद्युम्न सो मेनी Unlimited expansion. But the original form is in Vrindavan. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavam Atta Sarvam Prabhatya Janmadasya Jataha. These are the Vedic evidence. Krishna himself says, Matta parataran nanya kinchi dasti dharanjana. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is always engaged in pleasure potency. Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. This is explained by Sarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Brikiti Alladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanavapi Deho Bhedo Gato To Chaitanya Kaprakatamadhuna Taddayam Chaikamatyam Vande Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Chaitanya Sangama. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he wants to enjoy, he exhibits his pleasure potency. He is Parabrahma. For Brahmananda, for enjoying the transcendental pleasure. Here we see many, many great saintly persons, sages, they give up this material enjoyment for enjoying spiritual enjoyment. Brahmananda, which is known as Brahmananda. Brahmananda means unlimited ananda. Here in this world, there is a reflection of ananda, of Brahmananda. But it is flickering, temporary. Therefore, it is said in the Shastras, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogis, yogis means who are realizing transcendental position. They are called yogis. They may be divided into three categories. The jnanis, the hatha yogis, or the bhakta yogis. They are all called yogis. So Ramante Yogina Anante. Yogi's target of enjoyment is to touch the unlimited. Here, there is a perception of unlimited pleasure. That is, it is flickering. Ramante Yogina Anante Satyanande, that is real pleasure. Here, the pleasure is like this. that you, somebody is offering, that you take these rasgullas, and after eating rasgulla, I shall beat you with shoes. Here the pleasure is like that. You eat rasgulla and then be beaten by shoes. Perhaps we have got all experience of this. But actual ananda is brahmananda, unlimited. Brahmananda means unlimited. There is no... it is increasing. Anandamudi vardhanam. When you get to the... Everyone you are seeking after ananda. Anandamaya bhyasat. Because Krishna is anandamaya and we are part and parcel of Krishna, naturally we are also anandamaya. But we are fallen in the circumstances where there is no ananda. In this material world, there cannot be any ananda. Those who are seeking after ananda, they are under illusion. Will-o'-the-wisp. There is no ananda. Why there is no ananda? There are so many things to enjoy. No. Krishna says that this place is dukkhalayam asasvatam. So how there can be ananda? It is certified by the Supreme Personality Godhead that it is dukkhalayam. It is the place for miserable condition of life. So how there can be ananda? Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, those who are intelligent, they should always place before them four principles of miserable condition. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darsana. We should not be illusion. We should know that there is distresses. When we take bath, we have forgotten. We do not know how much suffering we had to undergo when we was under the, within the belly of our mother. It is very miserable condition. We have to remain there in packed up condition like this, in a bag. And it is suffocating. And because we are at that time the skin is very tender, there are many worms and germs within the belly mixed up with stool and urine, they bite. We have forgotten that. The actual position. Anyone who knows how a child remains within the womb of his mother, the medical profession, they also know how much it is suffocating. Suppose you are packed up in a bag. It is simply by the mercy of God, Krishna, that we can remain in that condition. If you are put again into that condition, you will immediately die. So, we have forgotten. What is the distress to remain in the womb of mother? And that also sometimes a child is killed. At the present moment, advanced civilization, pregnancy is killed sometimes. So, we cannot see even life. We die within the womb of a mother and again enter another womb. It may be we die again. So just try to understand what is the miserable condition of birth. But because we forget, we think we are very happy. And again, not only that, as soon as we take bath, again a new chapter of life begins. Again you, even after coming out of the womb, when we are little child, we cry. There may be mosquito biting or bugs biting or something in the belly, traveling, crying. Mother is trying to pacify, but we are crying, we cannot express. So these are the miserable condition of life. Krishna says, it is dukkhalayama sahasratam. So, under the illusion of maya, as soon as we get out of the home, we forget everything, what we are suffering. And because the mother and relatives, they take on the lap, we forget. So this is the condition, miserable condition of birth. And similarly, miserable condition of death. When one is lying in coma, so many sufferings going on, so many dreaming, the Jammadvipa is coming. Sometimes the man on the deathbed cries. It's so much suffering, but there is no remedy. Everyone is helpless. So that is the miserable condition of death. And then, Janma Mitru, Jara, old age. Just like we have now come to the old age, there are so many troubles. Sometimes heart failure, sometimes there is so many troubles. You know every month. So Janma Mitru, Jara and Badhi. So long you have got this body, you will have so many diseases. So how you can get rid of this dukkha? Therefore it is dukkha alayama sahasratam. How you consider that we shall make it adjusted? That is not possible. Therefore it is the duty. This human form of life is meant for realizing what is my position. That Bhagavad says, Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arahati vir bhujang di. Bhagavad says that this life, this human form of life, ahang deha, ayam deha. Nayang deha deho bhajang niloke. Niloke means the human form of life. It is not meant for working hard day and night and live like a hog. The hog's life we have got experience. They eat a stool all day long working and they have got some pleasure, sex pleasure, without any discrimination. A person who has no discrimination of sex life, who has no discrimination of eating, he is given the birth of a hog. He has to take the birth like a hog. Because our activities are judged by higher authorities. Karmana daiva netrena. We are acting, but there is a higher authority, he is judging our action, what kind of action? Because in the human form is an opportunity. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting in your heart along with you, as friend, as witnessing what you are doing. And if you are desiring unlimited sex life and unlimited eating without any restriction, then Krishna gives you, because in human society it is not possible. There are so many restrictions, even from social laws, political laws. But in animal life, there is no restriction. Anyone can have sex life, and the dogs and hogs on the street, in open place, because they are animals. There is no law. But a human being, if he does so, then he is punishable. So why? Because human being, all the laws, all the books are meant for human being. In the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said, Anadi bahir mokh jeev Krishna bhuli gela, অতএব কৃষ্ণ বেদ পুরাণ করিল। Why these Vedas and Puranas and the Vedic literature are there? It is for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. So this human form of life should be utilized. In our, especially in India, the land of Vedic culture, we should utilize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja. Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropaka. In India, one has taken birth as a human being. It is his duty to make his life perfect. Because there are so many, authentic literatures. So if we don't take advantage of these literatures, then we cannot make our life perfect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that you make your life perfect and distribute this Vedic knowledge to the whole of the world. Paropakar. Paropakar. We are meant for paropakar, not for exploiting. That is the duty of the Indian. Unfortunately, neither we are inclined to make our life perfect by understanding the Vedic literature. Therefore, we are begging. Instead of doing paropakar, we are begging. This should be stopped. And the essence of all Vedic literature is Bhagavad Gita. If we study Bhagavad Gita as it is, our life will be perfect, undoubtedly. But unfortunately, we also misinterpret Bhagavad Gita according to our own whims. And therefore, we are misguided. We cannot take the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, this human form of life is also lost, and we cannot do any welfare activities in the world. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that purpose, according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that make your life perfect and distribute the Vedic knowledge throughout the whole world. The time has come. This Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is in the foreign countries, and you can see simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra and studying Bhagavad Gita as it is, how these boys and girls, they are in ecstasy. They are in the spiritual platform. You cannot expect such dancing and such joyful attitude in the material world. It is not possible. They are in the spiritual world. Yes. March of Bhavicharni Bhakti Yogena Ja Sevate Sa Gunana Samatita Etana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpata. If you are situated in Bhakti Yoga, a baby child, without any adulteration. The adulteration is most dangerous. Bhakti yoga means annavilasita sannam jnana karmad anabritam anukulnena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttam. Simply, you have to cultivate Krishna consciousness favorably, not unfavorably. Krishna conscious, to become Krishna conscious unfavorably, that is not bhakti. That's why Kamsa. Kamsa was also Krishna conscious. He was always thinking of Krishna. As soon as Krishna is born, please bring it. Or inform me, I shall immediately kill Krishna. When Krishna was in the womb of his mother Devaki, Kamsa was Krishna conscious. he could understand that Krishna is now, because Devaki is seen now so much growing, so he could understand. He sometimes wanted to kill Devaki. Then he restrained himself that if I kill Devaki in pregnancy, it will be great, I would say, bad reputation. So he restrained himself. But therefore, he was always thinking of Krishna, but he was thinking of Krishna unfavorably. So similarly, those who are reading Bhagavad Gita unfavorably, means in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the principal factor. But anyone who is trying to kill Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita, that is conscious reading. That is not bhakti. That is going on. Great scholars, they are trying to kill Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita. So this has to be stopped. We are preaching Krishna consciousness on this basis, that don't try to kill Krishna. Krishna cannot be killed. You will be killed. You will be killed. Krishna cannot be killed. When I went to Western countries, they say that God is dead. Here also in our country, so many people say that Krishna came. He is dead and gone. Now I am greater than Krishna. So many rascal incarnations. I am greater than Krishna. They say, this is going on. So by this way, you cannot be happy. You must be Krishna conscious. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyadi mang namastu. This is Krishna conscious. So if you act like that, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, imam parampara praptam imam rajan sayovidu. We have to understand Bhagavad Gita through the parampara system, not physically. I think it is my opinion, what you are. Nonsense with your opinion. This process should be given now. We should understand, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that imam vivasate yugam prattvan aham abhyam vivasan manave praho manu ikhaga vibra evam parampra praptam imam rajasayo vidu. So we have to understand Bhagavad Gita from parampara system, not from the rascals. That will not do. So what is that parampara system? That parampara system, take for example, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Why he is speaking to Arjuna? Arjuna was not a Vedantist. He was a military man. He do not expect a military man to be highly learned and Vedantist. And he was talking to him when he was fighting, very busy all. And still Krishna says, I will speak to you this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita because you are my devotee and dear friend. Therefore, the first qualification for understanding Bhagavad Gita is to become a dear friend of Krishna. And if you are a konsa, what you will understand Bhagavad Gita? If your motive is to kill Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita, just like Dr. Radha Krishna says when he is explaining this verse, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyadi manasa. It is not to Krishna. He directly says, he is advising, not to surrender to Krishna. It is the unborn which is within Krishna. He does not know. There is no within without Krishna. Krishna is absolute. He has no knowledge. He still is trying to comment on Bhagavad Gita. This is God. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness which is lying within everyone's heart. It is not artificial. It is not that I have spoken to these boys and girls in America and all over the world. With my speeches they have been enticed and they have Krishna consciousness. No. Nobody has such power that simply by artificial, by speaking, one can convert. That is not possible. The real mystery is, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabhu Noy Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaye Udoy. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness is in everyone's heart, dormant. Every living entity, because every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a father and son, there is natural affection. It is not artificial. Even there is misunderstanding between father and the son. And if they meet at a time after many years misunderstanding, immediately the affection of father and son will act. Immediately. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, our affection for Krishna and Krishna's affection for us is eternal. Krishna is more anxious to reclaim us from this miserable condition of life than we are, because we are sons of Krishna. Sarvajoni Sukamtiya Sambhavanti Murtha. He is the father of all living entities. We are part and parcel. But Krishna is very anxious. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Anadi Bohirmog Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gala Ataya Krishna Ved Purana Kalila. Just to remind us. Not only he has given us Vedas and Puranas to remind us that your position is different than you are thinking. You are thinking that you are a material product. That is illusion. Aham Brahmasmi. You are Brahma Vastu. You are part and parcel of Brahma. Therefore, there are so many literatures. Vedaishta Sadvai Ahameva Veda. Just to draw your attention to come to Krishna. Just to draw your attention that you are my part and parcel, you are my eternal son. Why you are rotting in this miserable condition of life? Janmamistu Jarabhyad. Sarvadharman Paritrajya Mami Kam Sarvadharmaya. Therefore, Krishna's advice is, give up all nonsense and give up. Simply surrender to Krishna. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Just try to understand Krishna favorably, not like Kamsa or so-called scholars, but with natural affection for Krishna, then you'll be happy. That is our program. We are preaching all over this Krishna consciousness movement just to awaken their natural affection for Krishna. And in Śrīmad Bhāgavata Bhagavata says, Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti radho khari. Aprati. Ohitu ki aprati hata jayatma samprasidati. We have to develop our natural affection. Natural affection, just say, father loves his child loves his father, that is natural. At least father loves his child without any thinking of remuneration. No. That is natural. Similarly, when we shall develop awakening, not develop, it is already there. simply to happen. How it is happened? Sobhanadi Shuddha Chitte. As you are coming here, if you try to hear the real fact of your relationship with Krishna and yourself from the Shastras, because Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kaya, we have to learn from the authorized Shastras, from the Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavata, from Veda, not from the rascal. Then you will understand your real affection from Krishna will be awakened and your life will be successful. Sabanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayuda. Satang Prasanga Atma Bija Samvida Bhavanti Ritkanna Rasayana Katha. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised Bhagavata Paragya Bhagavata Sthane. We have to understand Srimad Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam whose life is simply Krishna consciousness. Then you will understand Bhagavata, not from the professional leader. You cannot understand. Sanatana Goswami has prohibited strictly avaisnava mukhat girna kris pukta hari katha amritam sabanam nakatta. When he is not Vaishnava in his behavior, Siddha Vaishnava, Sanatana Goswami says, even he speaks hari katha amritam, the message of Krishna, it is not to be heard. Because he will not present real Krishna. He will present adulterated Krishna, or his business will be to kill Krishna. That's all. So, this movement is cultural movement, Krishna cultural movement. Of course, it is Indian movement, but it is not for only, meant for only for the Indians. It is meant for everyone. Because everywhere there are Krishna's parts and parcels. So, if we want to be free from the clutches of Maya, the formula is very simple. Formula is very simple. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivijji Sadhunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. To become liberated, to become free from the contamination of this mayic illusion or maya. There are many yogis, they are trying to get out of the clutches of maya. But the method is simple according to Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Daivijji Sagunamai Mama Maya Dhrutvaya. You can try to get rid of, out of the clutches of maya in different ways. But it is very, very strong. It is not so easy to get out of the clutches of maya. But immediately he says, Mame vaja prapadante maya metang taran. Simply by surrendering unto Krishna. What is that surrendering? Krishna, I forgot you for so many births, from time immemorial. Now I surrender unto you. Please accept this simple method. This simple method will make you liberated. If you do it sincerely, without any, reservation. That we are teaching. Simply, Krishna stu bhagavan sam. And you surrender to Krishna. and everything will be perfect. Your life will be perfect. That is the injunction of all shastras. And especially Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of God is teaching personally. Why do you say there is no God? What is God? I was surprised when I was speaking in the Berkeley University, one Indian girl asked me, Swamiji, what is God? You see, I inquired from, are you Indian? You are so misfortunate, you are coming from India. India is the place of Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, and you are asking me what is God. So much degradation. Apan dhan bilaye diye bhikha mage pade kar. So you should be careful now. You take to Krishna consciousness very seriously and you'll be happy. That is our purpose. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.